Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, the Bruins just wrapped up a three-game road swing through the island, and then you were in Tampa and you were in Florida. You win all three of those games. Any common threads?
Team defense, for sure. Penalty kill. Both those areas of the game were good. We were shot blocks in Tampa were excellent. And we just worked real hard to keep the puck out of our net. And some of that comes with puck management as well. We weren't loose. You know, we played better with the puck, almost to a fault in Florida, where we never seemed to find our legs to make some plays. But again, it was one of those nights we just did what we had to do to stay in the game and, you know, hopefully make the right play at the end, and we did. But that was it. We certainly had some timely scoring, opportunistic scoring, but it was predominantly defense that was the main ingredient.
You've talked about Torrey Krug in the past, that sometimes he can be a slow starter, but as the season goes along, what gets better?
Well, I mean, he's always got composure. He can always shoot the puck, always see the ice, always make plays. So I think his just the repetition of the minutes for him, he just gets better as it goes along, where some guys are just quick out of the gate because they have a high-motor guy. You know, I'm not saying Torrey's not a high-motor guy, but he's much more a cerebral player, lets the game come to him. So sometimes, like I said, with some repetition in that area, it just becomes a little bit easier. And then I think as the year goes on, the injuries come into play for different teams. There's not quite the same urgency to forecheck and back check, so those offensive players make a few more plays. Now, that kind of ramps up now when teams are desperate for the playoffs, but then you also get the mix of teams that are a little bit on the outside looking in, so they cut corners a little bit as well. So that probably is why, in my estimation, but it might be a mindset for him that we'd like to change. You still want to get the best out of them, so we want to keep the second half and maybe upgrade on the first half.
With Nick Ritchie, we've seen a little bit of everything in his game since he's come along from the Anaheim Ducks. And in general, whether it's him or other players that you get, if you've got a guy with talent and multiple sets of tools, he's coming to a different situation, still a young player, he was a high pick in the draft, how do you still develop him and bring the most out of him?
Well, right now we're trying to figure out a little bit about him as a player as he's trying to figure out us and how we play our style. So we know he's a big man that can protect the puck, see the ice, gets to the front of the net, got a good shot, so, you know, get to the front of the net, but also pop open in that slot as well, you know, to find the open ice. So what we're trying to build into his game right now is condition him to play faster in his mind, and hopefully his legs catch up with that part of it. You know, it's a quicker pace, I think, in the East. I talked to him about that, maybe a little bigger out West, but here it's guys are on you in a hurry, so you don't have a lot of time and space. So find the space to create some time for yourself, because I think he'll make a good play when he does that. So it's a little bit about working to areas for pucks. That's step one with him. Right now, the defensive zone coverage, our system's a little bit different. It's layers, so he's got to learn what area he's responsible for. We saw him in Tampa more than willing to block shots, so that was a good thing, but some of that, if he had read his coverage quicker, he may not have had to. But I'm glad that he did, because he was working hard, like we say, to keep pucks out of our net. So far I've liked his game. He's a nice kid. I think he wants to play well for us here. He's happy with the trade. We just kind of got to get him up to speed of how the Bruins play.
What do you want to see from John Moore, who steps back into the lineup and steps in Brandon Carlo's spot tonight alongside Torrey Krug?
Well, just some consistency. You know, we're not asking any one player to do more than they're capable of here. You know, go in, get your, you know, he hasn't played in a bit, so don't try to do too much early. You're playing your offside a little bit too, so there'll be challenges there. Compliment Torrey by that. It means, you know, being there defensively for him, being in good position. Brandon's excellent at that, putting out fires in your own end so that he can get going in transition. You know, try to allow Torrey to make the neutral zone plays, so Brandon's pretty good at, you know, getting him the puck when there's time and space to do that. So just play. Get back to enjoying the game and help us win.
Can you walk us through what was behind some of the changes that you've made on lines 3 and 4 for tonight's game?
Well, we're still kind of figuring it out there. You know, Sean Crowley seems to play better on the wing. We put him, you know, back in the middle the other night, and, you know, with their line had, you know, some issues sorting out some coverages. So it just seems when he was, you know, playing the wing with Lindholm or whoever it was, he just more freed up to play. So that's one reason. We want to keep Norty in, get his game up to speed. He played right wing the other day. That's truly out of position for him, left wing. But as you know, we got a lot of left shots, so we're going to try Jake over on the right side now. I think Jake ends up on both sides of the ice anyway, a lot like, you know, the Pastas and the Marshies when they're going, so hopefully it's not a huge adjustment for him. He's still with Charlie Coyle, and we'll see if Corrali complements them going to the net. But that's the reasoning. You know, we're still trying to figure out what the exact best mix is. I mean, I like the guys that are in there. It's just what's their best spot.
The Bruins just recently saw Tampa Bay and were victorious on Tuesday night down in Florida. Because you were just able to see them, any nuance to the way that you want to attack them here tonight?
I think it's for them, it's as much defending them. I thought we did a good job. We went through the, you know, how they get four guys high in the offensive zone and try to get you spread out. We got to be careful because, again, we like to play a tight, you know, sort of layered defense, take care of the slot. They're good at using the back of the net, you know, to get your back turned to the to those scoring areas. So those are some of the things we talked about. Offensively, they like to get up the ice, and I think you got to get to the top of the crease on them. We had some good looks there, work to the net, force those guys to defend. They're long defensemen, but I don't know if they're willing to hang in there and battle all night in front of the net. They want to get going the other way. So I'm not saying they will or won't, but we want to make sure that we put them to the test in that area.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Lightning are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.